So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
Hello, Deep Divers. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Deep Dive Musings. My name is Adam Roa, and today I want to talk about systems and food and life and how we can start shifting away from what we have created. And that's a key point here, which is we have created it. So I just got back from picking up some food from a restaurant that I love called Flower Child. And I'm literally set the food down in the other room, and I had to come record this podcast before I even ate the food because it's just so present for me right now. You see, this meal that I just purchased, which is for me by myself, Azria wanted some of the side dishes, so maybe I got like an extra side dish, but for me by myself was nearly $30. And I got the bill, which was just like one of the bowls and three sides. Maybe I would have gotten two if it wasn't for Azria, but still. And left, you know, a little bit of a tip on the takeout order. And it was nearly $30 to feed myself for one meal. And the reason I'm willing to pay that is because it's all organic ingredients. The meat in it is all humanely raised, pasture raised. And so I have the luxury, I'm blessed to be able to even afford and have that as an option to purchase that food. And as I was leaving the parking lot to drive home, across the street was a McDonald's. And it reminded me when I was back in college and living off of ramen noodles and canned chili, etc., that I used to drive through McDonald's. And for $30, at the time, back in college, they had like double cheeseburgers for 99 cents. So I could have gotten 27 cheeseburgers, double cheeseburgers for the same price. I could have gotten 20 cheeseburgers and a bunch of fries and a milkshake. And you know what I mean? And it broke my heart in that moment. It made me incredibly sad because I'm aware that for a lot of people, they cannot spend $30 on a meal for themselves. It's just realistically not an option for them and their family. And so while I enjoy and love and am going to cherish this meal, I also recognize that the system is set up in a way where these incredibly unhealthy foods are cheap and readily available, and foods the way that they're meant to be consumed. And when I say meant to be, I recognize that I believe that everything's perfect. There is no right and wrong. But when I say meant to be, I mean just like organic, from the earth, locally sourced, like that, like severely natural as opposed to being incredibly processed. Those foods have become incredibly expensive. And I started thinking about, well, how do we shift that? Right? Because it served us up until a point. And so I'm not here to demonize what we've done. I'm not here to demonize the food as we have created this system that has allowed people access to food like never before. When we look at people's health and we look at people's education and we look at people's access to clean water and to food, it is unparalleled in human history. We have done an amazing job of creating systems that allow for people to have access to these things. And now we get to adapt without making it wrong, without being like, oh, Monsanto is the devil. We get to adapt. And so how do we adapt? We take these systems and we transition them, because I believe that human beings are capable of whatever we decide we want. I've said it over and over and again that we create our reality. At an individual level, this is 100% true. I believe this. And that means as a collective, we also create our reality. And when in one of my previous musings, I asked the question, do you believe that you will see world peace in your lifetime? And if you answer no to that question, if you don't believe that world peace is possible in your lifetime, that's where you get to start. For creating world peace is only possible if we believe that it is possible. And so it starts with the desire and the belief. Do I believe that human beings, with our creative potential, with our ingenuity, with what we've already shown we are capable of, do I believe that human beings can create a system in which organic, free-range, humanely treated, pesticide-free foods are available at a price point that the general public can afford? Absolutely. 100%. I believe that that is possible. Perhaps it's not possible with the systems as they currently exist. People are like, yeah, it costs more to grow the organic food, and it doesn't have as long as of a shelf life, and like all of that stuff may be true. And so with the current systems in place, maybe it's not possible. But do I believe we can design new systems? Absolutely. And what would lead to the motivation to design those systems? First, believing it's possible and having the desire to do it. Wanting it to happen. And for that aspect to happen, I believe it starts at the individual level by looking at the parts of ourselves that are reluctant to face off with the deeper problems. What do I mean by that? I mean that I just heard about something where they're now putting a pump in people's stomachs. I believe that you can access it through the belly button. I'm not 100% sure. This is what I just heard on a podcast from a source that I trust. They're setting up pumps in people's stomachs so that you can eat as much as you want and then just pump it out. You can eat as much as you want and then pump it out so that you don't gain the weight. And so, how far are we willing to go to avoid the uncomfortable action that would need to be taken to handle the root issues of the overeating? How deeply rooted are those limiting beliefs about what's possible for ourselves, the beliefs about worthiness and health and all the other self-loathing, lack of belief in one's own willpower, all of it? How much of that must be present for someone to say, I would rather have a surgery where I put a pump in my stomach so that I can eat whatever I want and then just pump it out, rather than change my diet and start exercising? And this is a supply and demand thing. This is just the psyche of us as, let me change that, because I had Daniel Eisenman on this podcast and he brought me really present to the words I'm using. And so when I say us, that's not me. I'm not going to lump myself in with that behavior and affirm it. That's why I love this podcast, because when I have these guests on, I'm learning too. I'm ever evolving. I am working tirelessly to be the best version of myself that I can possibly be. And if you're listening to this, I know that you are also committed to your own growth. So thank you. Because on an individual level, there are so many people who would rather have the surgery than take the action steps necessary to lose the weight and improve one's health. And so, on an individual level, if we can begin to gain the strength of will, if we could begin to have the desire not to have the shortcuts, not to find the workarounds, but to actually look at the root issues and heal them, if we can do that at an individual level, that will evolve into the collective, and that's how we will design systems that are more sustainable, that allow for people to have better health, better access to higher quality education and food. And while we've done a great job with the workarounds, we talk about Roundup that's being sprayed on all our crops. Well, that Roundup was a workaround so that more of that food would remain edible and therefore reach more people. So you see, the workarounds have served up until a point. But again, they're like a Band-Aid. Now that we know that they're not optimal, the question becomes, are we willing to look at it? Can we inspire people to change? And how do we do that most effectively? We start with ourselves. It may seem completely unrelated to the food industry, but when you have that part of you that gets triggered in your relationship and then you act out in a way that you're not proud of, having the willpower and the desire to say, where's that coming from? How can I heal that? It's the same mentality, it's the same attitude that can then be applied to other areas of life. And you will inspire others to do the same, and that movement will spread until it's undeniable that as a collective, we are focused on healing the issues instead of putting a Band-Aid on the symptoms. And we will create systemic change. And people will not be forced to choose the McDonald's and the Burger Kings and the Taco Bells simply because they cannot afford the Flower Childs or the Whole Foods or the Erewhons. This is a vision I am holding for our world, and I invite you to do the same. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being a part of this journey. You are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.